All right, welcome to the newest episode of the Enrollment Clinic. I have a very interesting guest today. His name is Besart Kunushevci. He is the founder and CEO of Crossplag, which is an interesting software that detects plagiarism, and it's in use in a lot of educational institutions inside the U.S. and outside the U.S. And I have him here to talk about just plagiarism in education as a topic, and a lot of these new interesting AI and how that's changing the way we do work here. Welcome, Besart.
Thank you for having me, Judge. It's an honor.
You know, one of the interesting things about Crossplag is that you guys have been growing tremendously, specifically here in the US. Tell me a little bit about that progress.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, Judge. So with Crossplag and the recent developments in the industry, both in plagiarism, but also now with generative AI systems and artificial intelligence in general, we have got like tremendous, let's say, demand and approach from different institutions around both US and outside US. We have users from Ivy League University, and actually we are working with a couple of them to start piloting, finding a way on how to use our solution for admissions, but also the cross-lingual aspect that we have. There are like, because the product has different features and different, let's say, differentiating points to existing solutions in the market. As we have been from the beginning of our company, we have been positioning on tackling this AI threats to originality and academic integrity, because besides the ChatGPT, there are other problems to plagiarism and academic integrity that come from AI, which is translation, for example. Like today, students, but also like different writers, can translate content from one language to another using AI or machine learning solutions out there, like even Google Translate, and use just fix a bit that content and submit that as authentic, which practically is just plagiarism through translations. And this is what we have been initially doing. Actually, what we do is from the beginning of Crossplag, we have tried to position ourselves as an originality and a tool for upholding academic integrity. So practically what we did is from the beginning, we tried to tackle some problems in academic integrity that come as threats from AI. Such problems are translation, but also now that we are seeing the generative AI systems that create content on demand. So what we do is we build solutions that identify similarities, both in single language and cross language. But on the other hand, now we just launched a solution that detects when content is written by artificial intelligence.
Gotcha. So in a nutshell, from an admissions and enrollment perspective, you know, the way, for example, somebody like me would use your software is, you know, check for plagiarism, right?
Definitely.
Now, you did mention that you started out kind of having this thought in mind that you're going to tackle that, you know, from an AI perspective as well. Tell me a little bit about this translation part. That's the one part that I'm trying to understand a little bit better.
Yeah, definitely. So practically in the anti-plagiarism industry, if I may call it, like we have been having solutions from the 2000s, from the birth of internet, but along the way, like development in technology has enabled everyone to kind of have complete unstopped access to technologies that translate content, and you can practically just get content from one language, translate that into another, and submit that as authentic. And this was something that we identified as potential problem, and we said, like, you know, we should build a solution that does reverse of it. So it takes the content, translate it back to another language, and try to find similarities from there.
Wow, having done some translations myself, that's really hard to do, right? Because everybody's got their own way of translating. And then, you know, even if you use Google, for example, you try to translate the same thing back into the original language, it's not the same. So how do you, I guess, train your algorithm to look for similarities?
Definitely, yes. And so what we do is practically we try to analyze sentence similarities, and we try to analyze even changing the synonyms in a sentence and trying to make sense how similar is one sentence with another. And in translations, actually, for example, we have done some case studies on the performance of our translation matching, and it came up that, for example, a human professional translator translating official documents, we are accurate 65% of identifying these cases. But for example, if you use a software to translate, our accuracy goes up to 90% of most of the times
Wow.
of identifying. So even though it's not very accurate, if somebody tries to very tries a lot to translate, it will 6 out of 10 sentences it will identify. So practically you will be able to see where the content is coming from, and you can do further analysis on top of it.
So we do a lot, one of our requirements, for example, at Bay Atlantic University is you have to submit an essay. And also, if you're applying for a scholarship, you have to have your own scholarship essay as well. So my team works directly with kind of analyzing some of these essays that are submitted. And a tool like Crossplag is definitely extremely helpful. But what do you do now? And everybody talks about ChatGPT.
With generative AI systems like ChatGPT and like others that are coming up recently, it's practically these are very useful technologies. They're gonna find a use and adoption in both education, but in every field, as you mentioned, even for medical fields and some very specific niche industries or topics that it can generate content and give you at least some context on it. And these are very helpful, but on the other hand, we cannot rely too much on these tools. And for example, like for education, we need students, but and we need everyone involved around education to bring some critical thinking in the process, to bring some originality in the process. So what we are doing with this is that we have created a model or a prediction model that identifies whether an AI or a human has written that piece of text. In this way, it gives some help to educators to let them know which parts are potentially written by AI and which parts are written by the student, because we expect that this technology will be used by students and will
Of
be used by
course.
educators, even in the coursework and in an university setting. It's just we just need these tools to make sure that we are not entirely relying on these tools, but we can use them. We can be inspired by them. We can use them in the process, like we use Google, for example. We use Google to research, to find some information, but then we cite, we tell that we found in this article, we got parts from this article. The same goes with AI. Like we will be
Gotcha.
using it, and we will be telling, like, this is the argument that the AI is giving me today, and I can comment on it, I can elaborate more on it, I can bring different creative parts to it and bring critical thinking in the process. But definitely we'll be using them, and we should be very, very happy and proud to have live in these times and use those technologies.
So would I be right in equating this to kind of like the Wikipedia of human knowledge, right? In a sense, like people go into Wikipedia, they update the pages. Like if a page is wrong, there's so many hands going in there and making sure it's up to date. Is that what happens with some of these AI as well?
Yeah, definitely. They are constantly tuned. For example, ChatGPT is based on the GPT-3.5 generation. So it had like the GPT-3, GPT-2. So now we are expecting the GPT-4 to come up. So it's like these are gonna evolve and are gonna become better as time goes by. And that's what we have to do. We have to innovate with these technologies along the way. And it's not for policing purposes. It's more of a creating a system and creating standards that allow us to both use them but also not heavily rely on them. For example, we also use grammar tools. Although we learn grammar from first grade and so on, we use these grammar tools because they help us. They make the process much more easy along the way. But in the end of the day, we have to write the content. And this is the same with generative AI systems. Like we can ask them, we can research using them, we can utilize them in the process, but at the end of the day, we have to put some of our own arguments in that piece of writing or article that we are writing.
You know, the interesting thing about Crossplag and the work that you do is because we always, at least on my side, we always look at it as almost like a policing tool, right? Like I want to make sure that I catch the student plagiarizing and I'm gonna, you know, establish some form of punishment, whether it's expulsion from school or whatever it is. But what I'm hearing you say is that Crossplag and tools like Crossplag are not necessarily there as you know, to be able to establish the law, right? They're there to help the student work more on their critical thinking, right? And not go the easy route of copy paste, right?
Exactly that. We hate the approach of using, for example, or building tools that have the policing logic and aspect to it. It's definitely there are cases where you have to investigate, you have to take measures, and those are very specific cases. But on daily basis, the daily work for an educator and a student is not trying to catch each other when they are cheating. But the idea is to create a process that both of the end users feel safe and get the value out of the process. They know what their reports are, they know how the similarities are coming from, and they learn how to reference, how to not heavily rely on the AI tools, but they put some critical thinking. So the whole process behind Crossplag is to foster this approach and this technique.
So tell me a little bit about how Crossplag works. You know, so how would an admissions team use Crossplag? What are some of the features?
So actually we are being approached a lot by admissions offices, especially on two things. One is the translation, and the other thing is the AI content detection. The translation part is that especially universities in US but also outside of US, they try to kind of recruit a lot of international students, and they come from different backgrounds. They speak different languages, and practically admissions offices are trying to use this tool as a filter just to see who is putting the work, truly the honest work to be accepted in a university. And there are two approaches that usually they check for. One is plagiarism, whether let's say an essay, motivational letter that they send to the college admissions offices is original in a sense, doesn't have similarities or doesn't have plagiarism involved. And the second thing is that they have written themselves and not through AI. So these two metrics practically allow the admissions offices to understand the let's say the students they are recruiting, especially those that have these quotas and have these specific admissions, let's say requirements, and they put a lot of emphasis on academic integrity. They look out for these two metrics. Is it plagiarized and is it written by AI?
And so how does it work? Is it, you know, contractual basis? Like, so how would an institution work with you?
There are different models. We can be integrated in their existing workflows. They can adopt our own platform, an end-to-end platform for academic integrity. They can use certain accounts, let's say for individual use, depending on different use cases. The most widely used approach is for us to be integrated in their existing LMSs. So what they do is they have it integrated in their own LMSs or in their own processes through our API, and all of the documents that come through to the admissions offices come through a specific system, go to check in our platform, and then we generate the similarity reports in the end that give you all the information about the both plagiarism, and now we'll be integrating the AI content detection within the report, because at this point it's just a beta version where people can test it for free, but it's not integrated in the academic integrity process.
Got it. So how long has Crossplug been around?
Crossplug is around from 2021, like in production and converting clients. We have been having another academic integrity company in the field of plagiarism that was regional, called Academia. We were working on the Western Balkans countries with because none of the big plagiarism detection companies were supporting the languages, the small local languages spoken in the Western Balkans, and we initially started there, but along the way the translation part kind of gave us the ground to launch something more international.
It's fascinating how, you know, one thing leads to another, and then here you are now. You've taken this software global. Congratulations on that. What does the future of Crossplug look like? Let's say 5 years from now, where do you think the technology is going to go?
It's definitely taking the AI direction. I think it's everything will be directed, especially on the graded material, on written assignments, on exams, on admissions offices, almost all of the processes in terms of student and learning and teaching processes will be kind of involved having an AI. For example, we see integrating ChatGPT to generate assignment topics, generate thesis topics. So, like, it has many, many adoptions, but what we are doing is that we are moving now from plagiarism more towards originality. This is where the future is going. So we want to check more whether the document, not just if it has plagiarism, but if it who wrote it, does it have any kind of manipulation involved in it, trying to bypass systems, or like it will have different checks around it, so it can create, let's say, an originality report in the end, and will inform both the educator and student around written material mainly. But code too, like code is also like code assessment for computer science departments and engineering schools. It will definitely be an interesting future, because there you can do much more than with content, to be honest, than with text at this point. So these are the two paths that we are looking for. Also, contract cheating is another very important topic for academic integrity, where people hire other people to do assignments for students. And how do you
check for that?
There are two approaches, actually. We are working on two fronts on that. First is to make sense of the file metadata, to kind of understand how, let's say, the document has been prepared. And the other part is having with long-standing institutions and long partnerships that we have, to kind of have the student from year one build a writing style that we know, and along the way kind of evaluate both how is the student progressing in the writing quality and the writing style, but also if there are any anomalies involved in that style too.
Wow, that's fascinating. Do you see use for Crossplug at an individual level? So would a student, for example, find a use for the software and have a personal license, right?
Yeah, so what we are doing is now we are building a solution for B2C, like for individual clients. We have had that to kind of just show the world what we are doing. But now we are creating a more dedicated solution that allows not only students, because there are many industries, especially now with AI tools, that have a very big importance for originality. For example, just imagine book publishing, imagine screenplays, TV series, TV shows. All of these have one thing in common, which are royalties and intellectual property rights. And now, when you get into this field and the AI is writing them, definitely there could be some implications to royalties and the intellectual property rights. For example, in US, you cannot protect the IP of an AI generated, let's say, piece, whether of art or piece of writing. You cannot have any intellectual property rights. So the individual use for both education and other solutions is coming very soon, and it's aimed towards helping you write originally along the way. So in one sentence, I can sum it up. It's a Grammarly for originality. The way we use Grammarly for grammatical mistakes and writing properly, I believe we'll be using Crossflake to writing authentically and originally.
Wow. So, because now now I'm thinking you could actually go into ChatGPT and say, and I don't know if the capability is there, but to say, write me a 28 page essay on XYZ, and I want it to the writing style to be a little ironic or whatever it is, and then kind of claim that as your own, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting. So, like, publishers would be using that and say, okay, well, this
Yeah.
person actually used, but I mean, how different is that from using a ghostwriter, right? Like Donald Trump wrote
Exactly.
all of his books with a ghostwriter. At the end of the day, nobody's saying it's not his book.
Yeah, but in terms of the books, for example, and getting an academic, let's say, diploma or certification, it
Gotcha.
differs a bit because
Gotcha.
there it's you need a publisher. People just publish your book, and you're doing like with that book, you're just explaining something of your personal life. But let's say, for example, a dissertation. There you're trying to kind of bring some innovation to that field, bring some fresh knowledge to that topic, and you're claiming to do that while not doing it. So this is the catch.
Got it. It's fascinating stuff. Fascinating stuff. So,
Yeah.
how do so if institutions are interested in learning more about Crossplay, what are some ways they can learn more about it?
Yeah, definitely. Like in first, we always for everyone interested, we ask from them, please go and test it out. That's the best way. Like that's the first step, because if and we have it open, you can go and check out. All the products that we have are open for everyone to test, and going in crossplank.com, and it will take you from there, the whole process. Test it first, see if it fits your needs, and if it does, just drop us a message in social media, website, anywhere you want, and
Got
we
it.
will reach out to you. So yeah, so the first
Got
thing
it.
is just test it out and see if it works for your
Yeah.
case.
Awesome, Basar. This is a very fascinating topic. I'm sure, as new things evolve, I'll probably hit you up and then start talking a little bit more about, some of these new AI developments. Yeah?
I would love to anytime.